Now, I have the honor of introducing somebody on this call tonight that became a more integral part of our company. Over 20 years investment experience in the direct selling industry, okay? He was the chairman and CEO of Home Interiors and Gifts. He actually led the company to sales of over $600 million, almost 100,000 active consultants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. He was the chairman of the Direct Selling Association, and he was one of the principal investors in Ambit Energy. He went to a big event, our Ambition event, was so impressed that when he was extended the opportunity to become a consultant, he did. And today, he's a fast-growing executive consultant in the company. Please welcome from Texas, Mr. Joey Carter. Joey, are you with us?
I am with you, Bear, and I appreciate so much that invitation. I mean, introduction, not invitation. And I'm also just grateful for you being the host of this call week in and week out and your service to Ambit. I also just want to take a minute to congratulate any fans on the call of the Denver Broncos, and it looks like the Carolina Panthers, and so that's going to be an exciting Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Panthers in a couple of weeks. But I just want to congratulate them, and also want to acknowledge and just recognize Brian McClure. Most of you on the call know that he's Ambit's, one of Ambit's national founding consultants and also number one income earner just about every year but one. And he has been my national consultant for my business in Ambit. He's been a friend, a mentor. And I just want to thank him for organizing and creating this call many years ago. And it's just an honor and a thrill for me to be one of those that he has invited and, you know, and basically entrusted with the national call. But I wanted to just spend some time tonight, and Bear, you know, highlighted a lot of the areas that I was been fortunate and blessed to be connected. And you know, I really, my Ambit story began as an investor and a private investor and advisor to Ambit Energy. I sort of just want to review that story with the excitement of the $75 enrollment fee and the $24.95 investment for someone to start their business right now with $100, get two customers in Texas, three customers everywhere else, and be able to get more than their investment back. A lot of new faces and a lot of new callers in tonight's call. I just want to just walk through really why I chose to be an investor in Ambit. Yeah, we'll talk also about why I became a consultant as well. But really the story of being an investor in Ambit. As Bear alluded to, I really sort of grew up in this direct selling network marketing party plan industry. My grandmother in the 1950s started a company called Home Interiors and Gifts. She was basically introduced to direct selling in the late 1930s when she was invited to a party for Stanley Home Products. Now, many of y'all may not remember Stanley Home Products, but they sold wonderful brushes and cleaners and scrubbers. And if you wanted to have a spotless house, they had the most amazing, creative tools to help you clean a home. And so my grandmother was invited one night to a Stanley Home Products show, and she went, and as fate would have it, and this happens sometimes when you hold an in-home business presentation, you were expecting 20 people, and only one person showed up. Well, that night at that Stanley Home Products show, the hostess, and I don't remember her name, invited 15 or 20 of her friends, and my grandmother was the only person that showed up. So you had the hostess, you had the Stanley representative, and my grandmother. Well, my grandmother remembered clearly that Stanley representative, instead of shortchanging him and say, hey, there's only a couple of us, let's make this quick, we'll be done, we can go home and watch, you know, whatever's on TV. My grandmother said she treated us like doctor's wives. And my grandmother always remembered that how special that person made her feel by bringing products into the home, which is really the fundamentals of direct selling, bringing a product or service into the home face-to-face with a potential customer, someone that you know, love, and trust. Well, my grandmother joined Stanley Home Products based on the quality she saw in that initial Stanley representative. Did very well in Stanley Home Products, but her passion really was home decor. She was a clerk in a furniture store before that and discovered a company called World Gift that was based in Dallas, Texas, and they were going to use that same party plan process and use and sell decorative accessories, again, from around the world. She joined them and in just a matter of a short period of time became their national sales manager, was well recognized in the industry, and then she even proselyted, which isn't recognizing it, her sponsor from Stanley Home Products that joined her at World Gift, and they both did very well at World Gift. And in 1957, my grandmother was fired from World Gift. In my opinion, she didn't do anything wrong. She had a difference of opinion with either the president or the CEO of the company, and they disagreed, and he fired my grandmother. Well, less than a week later, on December 7th, 1957, she founded Home Interiors and Gifts. And we operated that company, gosh, for 48 years and in multiple countries. And I was the third generation to be CEO of that business. And one of the real amazing stories, not only of direct selling and network marketing, but of Dallas and also of perseverance, in this case, of two single parents, two single mothers. The Stanley Home Products person that recruited my grandmother into Stanley Home Products, who followed her to World Gift and eventually was also let go by World Gift, started her own company in 1963 in Dallas, and her name was Mary Kay. And so what a wonderful legacy of Dallas in the late 1950s, early 1960s, that two single parents, single moms raising kids by themselves, my grandmother Mary Crowley and Mary Kay, were able to launch successful companies here in Dallas, Texas. The success of Home Interiors allowed me to have wonderful opportunities, certainly. My grandmother took me around the world, introduced me to heads of state. I've been to the White House. The success of the business allowed my father in 1980 to start the Dallas Mavericks NBA franchise. For anybody in Houston on the call, we failed with the Houston Rockets today. A little bummed by that. But again, people still think my father must have been an oil and gas man or a real estate tycoon or a cattle baron or a shipping magnate in order to be able to start the Dallas Mavericks. Well, that's just not the case. It was relationship marketing, very similar to the Ambit model that allowed really our business to start the Dallas Mavericks. The success of Home Interiors also put me in a great place as third generation. I got involved in the Direct Selling Association. The Direct Selling Association, many of you may just know it as the DSA or recognize it's on our website and in some of our materials. It's a 104-year-old industry trade group that promotes, protects, and serves direct selling interest around the world. Not only does it help companies like Home Interiors, like Ambit and others, but it also protects the opportunity of independent business owners to have home-based businesses. Many times there might be a subdivision or a city that almost wants to outlaw people having businesses out of their home. Well, the Direct Selling Association sends their team in there to make sure that your rights is to have your own business outside of an employment relationship. That association works to fight that you're never limited in those abilities. And a lot of the work that has been done, many of you will never hear about, but it allows us to have home-based businesses. And so I was on the board of directors, gosh, for 20-something years. In fact, I went to my first DSA event when I was 12 years old, a congressional event with, I think it was Senate Minority Leader Byrd way back in 1972. But again, I got to be a board of directors for many years and served as chairman from 2002 and 2003. And so really having a wonderful experience. I still am very active in the direct selling industry. I still support the Direct Selling Educational Foundation. I still attend a variety of events during the year. And I still invest in direct selling companies. Ambit is one that certainly I am very excited about. But I am such a proud supporter of this entire industry of bringing products into the home, not limited by a retail location, not limited by bricks and mortar, but being able to bring products into the home or use relationship marketing on a product people always know, love, and trust. But having that sort of background, and again, our family sold Home Interiors in 1998, and I stayed with new owners for 5 years after that, and then had an opportunity to really begin to look at businesses in this industry. And perfect timing for me was in 2006 when Jerry Thompson called and asked my opinion of could relationship marketing be successfully used to gather customers for a utility. What I love is Jerry's so methodical in his research. When someone encouraged him to at least consider relationship marketing direct selling, he spent a lot of time really running the numbers. And what you have when you use relationship marketing, network marketing, multi-level party plan, is that you get a more loyal customer. And when you think about public utilities and you see all the ads on TV for cell phones and cable and Internet and Wi-Fi and all those other things, how much is spent on customer acquisition? It is enormous cost for customer acquisition. And when you look at relationship marketing, it lowers your cost of customer acquisition because you gain a loyal customer. Yes, I know if you're on the call, you've had customers that you have lost in this business, and we've all lost customers. And that still happens even in direct selling network marketing. But what is amazing is that our turnover is much less than traditional marketing, and that offers relationship companies like Ambit a significant advantage when we gather loyal customers. Low cost of customer acquisition, small turnover, and usually as well as a small percentage of doubtful accounts or collections. So as Jerry understood that on paper, using relationship marketing made a lot of sense. But he'd never been involved in direct selling network marketing. Certainly he'd heard of the companies. He even heard of our business, knew of my grandmother. So he called me in 2006 really to ask my opinion. But what Jerry didn't know when he called me in 2006 is I'd been looking at another business probably 3 years before that. Another company started in Dallas, Texas, using relationship marketing to gather customers for an energy business, an electric company. I had a great meeting with them. I was very impressed with the opportunity. Of course, I knew about the story of Xcel that had done that with telecom. And, you know, Kenny Trout always wondered, man, if electricity would ever deregulate, given what he had done in telecom. And he would have had even more success in telecom, but long-distance rates disappeared. For those of you that don't know, Xcel Communication, this is where Chris Chambliss came from, built a billion-dollar enterprise, and it grew even larger than that, remarketing long-distance rates, services in the United States. And they did it in all 50 states. And that company would, I believe, be the largest direct-selling company in the world today if it had not been that their product disappeared. Their product was long-distance. You and I don't even consider when we put a different area code in our phone today. Of course, many of you that my age remember, Matt, when I was a teenager and I had a girlfriend I met at camp in Colorado, and I called back several times until my parents told me it cost me $40 or $60 to make some of those calls. Well, we don't have those issues today. In fact, you can call anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world sometimes, and not have long-distance rates. So having seen that in Dallas and knowing that the opportunity of electricity being a wonderful product to be considered, I looked at a company back in 2005, 2004 in Dallas, and I passed on that company. That company has done very well. It was one of the original leaders in the industry of using direct selling network marketing to gather customers. But in my opinion, they did not have the systems. In my opinion, they did not have the depth of management team. They certainly didn't have what I believe the investment group that Jerry has surrounded himself with. Not that it's needed now, but in those early years, there was times when the investor group stepped up. And again, what Jerry was able to do in assembling a team made a big difference. So when Jerry again called me, he really wanted to ask my opinion of, was direct selling sustainable? Was it viable? Jerry had not been a part of direct selling before, as I said, and he didn't want to do anything that would bring shame or dishonor to his father, his uncle, and his grandfather, and the legacy of the 7-Eleven convenience store industry. You know, Jerry and his family had long since sold that business, but their reputation in Dallas was still on what they had done with enormous integrity and great character, and other businesses that they have done since then. The Thompson family is solid gold, 24 karat in the Dallas market and around the world as well. But Jerry wanted to make sure, so we had a great conversation. And one of the things Jerry and I talked the most about, again, we talked again about the Direct Selling Association. I talked earlier a little bit about the history of it, but the Direct Selling Association just doesn't allow anybody to be a member. In fact, there probably are some 3,000 different companies in the USA that might consider themselves to be a direct seller and network marketing type company, but only about 300 of those companies choose to be held accountable and to support and promote and be really at accountable to the direct selling code of ethics. And so when I first spoke to Jerry, I said, one of the first things you need to do is you need to visit with and apply for membership in the Direct Selling Association. It takes a year to be approved for membership. One of the first things they do is look at your compensation plan. They review that compensation plan to make sure, first of all, is it sustainable? Is it viable? Does it have a breaking point? Does it have a tipping point? Or is there any possibility it could be looked at as a Ponzi scheme or a sign-up club or anything that would bring an illegitimate entry into the Direct Selling Association? So they look at that compensation plan. They also look at the contract you sign as an independent contractor. Now, for many years in our business, everybody had to sign a contract, and it had three copies, blue, pink, and yellow. Nowadays, we just click a button on the computer, and we probably, you know, if you're like me, the number of times I print that out and look at it, well, I want you to know the Direct Selling Association prints that contract out and looks at it. They want to, first of all, make sure it protects the rights of the independent contractor. In our business, that's the marketing consultant. But they also want to make sure that contract is also fair and reasonable to the company. And in many of the product-based businesses, there's inventory buyback policies. If you bought a whole bunch of literature and choose not to be, there's a buyback policy that sells materials that are within a certain reason and you know, haven't lost sort of like your milk hadn't gone past an expiration date. If I've left the business, that can be repurchased by the company. And a lot of factors that have been added to protect not only the company but also the independent consultants. But what the association also does is they spend a lot of time during that first year is just watching the business. They do background checks on all the C-level employees, CEO, CFO, CMO, to make sure there's not any past experience of being a part of illegitimate businesses that bring down the reputation of direct selling. So many times I'll get calls from people saying, hey, I've got a buddy of mine looking at this business, Joy, you know anything about it? first thing I do is I look up to see if it's in the Direct Selling Association. If it's not in the Direct Selling Association, I can tell you I do not recommend that business. And as I've invested in direct selling companies, I do not direct invest in a company that's not in the Direct Selling Association. But again, having that conversation with Jerry, and really when we left the conversation, Jerry really wasn't asking me to be an investor. He was really asking me just my advice on the business. So we hung up the conversation, and I didn't know which way Jerry was leaning, but he did call me back in just a couple of weeks, and he was all excited. He hadn't made the decision to use relationship marketing, direct selling, to gather customers for his electric company. And what was amazing is that, you know, one of his first challenges is that he was not the first to the market. Remember the company I mentioned earlier? It already had like a 3 or 4 year head start, already had grabbed a lot of traction in Texas. So Jerry's first challenge was to be second to market, but be better. And he did it through systems, he did it through people, and he did it through just executing on that promise to never sacrifice integrity for growth. In fact, speaking of that, Michael Lunsford, the Senior Vice President of Mary Kay for Corporate Government Affairs and a big part of the Direct Selling Association, was someone else that Jerry called. And it was Michael Lunsford from Mary Kay that shared with Jerry that if you choose direct selling, it's important to always remember, never sacrifice integrity for growth. And, of course, that's emblazoned on the entry if you ever come to the corporate headquarters of Ambit. And what I love for many of you, if we talk about the Inc. magazine article, and we were recognized as one of the fastest company, well, the fastest company in the United States, growth from 2010 over 2009. And in that article, I love the article. And if you've not seen a reprint of that article, even though it's back in 2010, I still encourage you to get one. Because one of the greatest comments that Jerry made is we could have grown faster. I mean, here's the number one fastest growing privately held company in the entire United States, and the CEO of the business says we could have grown faster. We could have added more states. We could have expanded more product categories. But his reason not is to not sacrifice integrity for growth, that they looked carefully at each state. And I'm sure there's been states they got close to doing and have pulled back from. And I can't wait for simulcast. I've heard rumors all over the place of where Ambit may be going, and I promise you I do not know. As an investor, they don't tell me. I don't think they trust me, but which is probably good. But, again, I can't wait to hear what's announced at simulcast. But I can tell you it's not announced if we could ever compromise integrity for growth. And so I love that Jerry has that as one of his clarion calls. And if you get a chance to read that article, I hope you will. But Jerry then also in that call, when he told me he was going to do this business, he told me about partnering with Chris Chambliss. I had not known Chris Chambliss previously, but certainly knew of his success at XL Communication. He really understood the business model of how you can compensate, at that time for them, maybe 5 or 6 levels in an organization, based on a 25 cents or 30 cents long distance bill. And, of course, those bills were even larger than that. But understanding that formula and applying it to Ambit and what we call a coded compensation plan. You know, I've been a student of compensation plans all across the direct selling model. And what I love about the Ambit model is that you have to start over with each promotion. You promote to regional consultant, you don't do anything different. You still continue to gather a handful of customers, help other people do the exact same thing. You promote to senior consultant, guess what? Continue to gather a handful of customers, help other people do the exact same thing. Executive consultant, national consultant, we all do the exact same thing. And when we promote, we start over. So that keeps us in the fundamentals of this business. And that's, again, I think the coded compensation plan is by far the best model to use, especially when using it with a utility such as electricity and natural gas. But in addition to telling me about Chris Chambliss, Jerry told me the name of the company would be called Ambit Energy. That was the first time I'd ever heard the name Ambit. I didn't know what Ambit meant. I looked it up quickly, and I love the word Ambit. It means circle of influence or sphere of influence. And where can your circle of influence take you? Where can your sphere of influence take you? All too often, we underestimate our sphere of influence. Well, just let a rumor get started about you and see how fast that rumor can get moving. So, again, we each have enormous circle of influences. Why not put that to your advantage? And then Jerry asked me the question I didn't expect, and he said, Joy, would you be willing to invest in my business? Now, I really thought this may have been one of Ambit's very first three-way validation calls. Because just a couple weeks before that, I told Jerry I thought he had a great idea. Now the question of would I invest in his business. Now, Jerry already had raised an enormous amount of money, already had most of the capital he needed. But he carved out a Friends of the Family group that I was able to participate in. And I was just thrilled to be able to be a part of that. Just anything else just to support Jerry and his efforts. I didn't really understand electricity. I knew I'd passed on another opportunity that had done well, and I really considered this to be a sound investment. Well, yes, Ambit only did $1 million in 2006, and we haven't seen the official numbers yet, but somewhere between $1.5 and $1.7 billion in 10 full years in the business. Yes, I am thrilled to have invested. I won't tell you everything I've invested in the industry. Some have done better than others, but certainly the excitement of being a part of the 12th largest direct selling company in the world. And I can't wait sometime in May this year. I'll go to a dinner in Dallas sponsored by the Direct Selling News, where they'll honor the largest 100 companies in the direct selling industry worldwide. And I'm excited about seeing Ambit in the top 10 and doing that in 10 years. And when I think about having a 3% market share, I don't know if we'll ever be in every state in the union, but if we're in every state of the union someday and have a 3% market share, we are the largest direct selling company in the world. And every once in a while, Brian talks about, you know, Eastern Europe, you know about Canada. I mean, Western Europe, you hear about Canada and Australia. I don't know if that'll ever happen or not. You know, and to be honest, when I invested in Ambit, the only thing Jerry told me about was electricity in Texas. I didn't know there was a possibility of New York or Illinois at the time, especially to know about natural gas. So I have no clue to what might be announced this week. So now we're also involved in solar, where Ambit may take us. So, yes, I invested in 2006, and I'm thrilled to have been that and get updates along the way as an investor. And as Bear mentioned, one of those updates I got was to receive – was to invite me to Ambition, Ambit's annual convention. This is before I'd ever been to a simulcast, but in 2009 went to Ambition and really got to hear not only Brian and Jerry tell their stories. One of the persons I got to hear speak was Brian McClure. And Brian McClure did something I've never been to a convention before. I heard a consultant thank the investors. He didn't know I was in the audience, but that was very impressive to me. And before that meeting was over, Carolyn Thompson's, Jerry Thompson's wife, challenged, really sort of asked the question, why aren't I involved in the business? You know, no one's ever asked me that. I got to be honest, neither Jerry or Chris asked me if I wanted to be a consultant, and I got a ton of experience in this industry. Yes, he asked me to be an investor. Yes, he asked me, he never asked me to be a consultant. Chris tells the story of having a list of 10 people. I wasn't on their list. Thank heaven Carolyn thought enough to challenge me and ask me why wasn't I in the business. So after being at Ambition in 2009, I really walked out, and I got to be honest, I was a little offended Carolyn asked me because my first impression is I don't do this. I'm not going to be a consultant. But by the time I got home, I kept wondering, why wasn't I a consultant? I believed enough to invest. Why wasn't I involved? I believed enough to have spent my entire life in this industry. Why wasn't I involved? I spend my time promoting and talking and sharing and counseling companies on how to use direct selling and network marketing. Why wasn't I a consultant? So I invested $429. Now it's only $75, and became a consultant. Yes, and fast track to regional consultant, did senior consultant 3 years, and an executive consultant in 2 years. And I've continued to be amazed because I continue to do this part-time. And what I want to take is just a few more minutes in this call because I talked about why I invested in the business. But now I want to talk about why I invested $429. I could have, once I made the decision I wanted to be a consultant, I paused and asked myself, was there any other company I would rather represent? Would I consider Avon? Would I consider Amway? Would I consider Herbalife? Would I consider Tupperware? Would I consider Mary Kay? And it came back to Ambit made perfect sense to me. Now, Ambit may or may not make perfect sense to everybody you show it to, but if you don't ask them, you'll never know. And why Ambit made perfect sense to me, and this is repeated at the end of every business presentation. I think so too often we go quickly through this list and not really talk about and understand these reasons, because these are the reasons I became an Ambit consultant. First of all, this is a service, not a product. I've been in product-based business, and there's some wonderful product-based businesses. I've invested in product-based businesses. But what I love about Ambit is I don't carry Ambit in my car. I don't carry Ambit in my garage. When I do a business presentation, I don't carry Ambit in. I don't have to set up Ambit. I don't have to take Ambit out. No one's ever called me on a Saturday night and said, I got some bad Ambit, or I got too much Ambit, too little Ambit. I got some extra Ambit. I got more Ambit than I wanted. I want to turn off my Ambit auto ship. It's never happened. And I love that I don't have to worry about next year what color Ambit is going to be. Are they doing size X, size L, size double X? I don't have to be concerned if this is going to be FDA approved. Is this approved? Is, you know, what the factors are, what the life shelf, how much I got to invest, how much I got to inventory, how many things I got to keep up with, how I got to be trained on. But what I love about Ambit, it's a service, not a product. And it's a service that everybody uses. It's not like we're selling lawn care. Some people need it, some people don't. Electricity, natural gas, everyone uses. Yes, we'll soon have customers also supplementing that with solar power. but electricity and natural gas everybody uses. The second thing I loved about Ambit is it part-time. I was not looking for a boss. I was not looking for a job. But, yes, I had time that I could spend a few minutes each day. And I love, again, Harold Mitchum, one of the senior consultants here in Dallas. He is so close to executive consultant. He has an old Texas saying that I just love to repeat, and that is, the time to dig a well is before you're thirsty. I don't know what you thirst for, but I know that if you'll take some consistent, persistent effort with Ambit, whether you're brand new on the call, you don't even have your first customer yet, or whether you're an executive consultant on this call, consistent, persistent effort over time, and you can not only dig a well, you don't have to worry about digging that well and being thirsty. Because little things that you do now, it may take 3 years, may take 5 years, could take longer. It can even happen faster. Kim and Jim Mason have set all new records of how fast you can get to become $1 million and wear that yellow jacket. And, yes, we'll be soon recognizing more millionaires in Ambit. But I believe Ambit's legacy will be in the comma club, those that have $1,000 or more deposited in their account on the 15th of the month. And so you spend some consistent, persistent effort now, whether that's over a couple of years or 3, maybe even 4 years, and you create an additional income stream doing it part-time. That creates an extra $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 or more coming in your account on the 15th of the month. You'll have not only the retirement you dreamed of or fantasized of, but you'll have the retirement you deserve. Whether you're 18 years old looking at this business, whether you're 65 years old looking at this business, there's a place that you can do that. You know, the third thing I like about Ambit is that compensation plan. I just spoke about it. And that just consistent, persistent effort. You know, everybody in Ambit should achieve a yellow million-dollar jacket. Some can do it in 3 years. Some can do it in 10 years. Some may take 20 years. I am going to receive a yellow jacket from Ambit. I'm going to be an Ambit millionaire. Now, how soon that happens, I don't know. But consistent, persistent effort, they can't take it away from me. I will achieve that. And I'll be thrilled to not only accomplish that, but also what it means. Another part of the Ambit we talk about in the business presentations is the perfect timing. And one of the myths of direct selling is people are always saying you got to be one of the first 100 people to be in the money at a new company. I'm consultant number 62,549. Of the first 10 consultants that joined Ambit, 4 didn't do anything. Another 6 took an enormous risk to put their financial fortunes behind a company they hoped would work. Brian McClure took an enormous chance. Frank Schmeling took an enormous chance. Phil Eckert and Steve Thompson all took enormous chances to step out and hope this business would work. You know, I got to be honest, I didn't become an Ambit customer for a year. I wanted to make sure it worked. I wasn't going to switch my electricity until I knew it worked. And so to be one of those first people. But when I think of the myths of direct selling, it's not about how many states we're in. It's about there's a place, you know, Brian McClure just had a three-year, three-state lead on me. I have every opportunity Brian McClure has. And the last reason on that list when we talk about the business presentation is a proven system. I like to say, and I still believe it, I invested in 2006. I invested in Ambit to see if Ambit would work. I invested $429 in 2009 to see Joy Card work because it was a proven system. There's no longer a question of will the Ambit model work. It's all about will you work. And there will be people you come into contact with that will just continue to analyze and analyze and analyze and analyze and try to look for the secret path or some secret method. Go back to when you were a kid. I was at a presentation the other day. I went to a great personal development workshop. And one of the things the speaker said at the end was, how many of you ever went to a workshop on how to ride a bicycle? How many of you went and saw a video or a website or got a book about how to ride a bicycle? No, when you were 5 or 6, some older, some younger, you got on a bike, somebody helped you, you scratched your knees a few times, you may have even bloodied your nose a few times. But just a little trial and error, not a book, not a program, not a class, not a workshop, you learned how to ride a bike. Same thing applies to Ambit. We're going to be there for you. We're going to help you get on that bike the first time. We're going to be behind you. We'll probably pick you up first time as you skin your knees. But it's ultimately going to be you pedaling that bicycle. We can't pedal it for you. And sooner or later, you're going to still think we're behind you. And we say, we got you. And then you'll turn around, and we're 50 yards behind you. You're riding that bike. And it's all about just consistent, persistent effort as you go forward. I am so excited that I invested in Ambit. I just wish now I would have invested more. And I just also know that the investment of $429 I made then, now you can do it for $100. People don't always know a good thing when they see it. And I hope you'll just reinforce the reasons why, at the end of that business presentation, they're the reasons Joy Carter chose to become a consultant. And that's the reason that I continue to invite others to join our business as well. I know this week is simulcast, and there's a lot about to happen, and I like to just close with a little challenge. And this isn't from a book my grandmother wrote, but she also quoted several individuals. And she used a quote called The Challenge by Dr. Hartsill Wilson. And so I just want to close with this, Barry, and I'll turn it back over to you. It's called The Challenge. Blessed is the man indeed who in this life can find a purpose that can fill his days and goals to fill his mind. The world is filled with little men content with where they are, not knowing joys success can bring, no will to go that far. Yet in this world there is a need for men to lead the rest, to rise above the average life. And I don't want to ever be average. I want an extraordinary life. Don't ever settle for average. To rise above the average life by giving of their best, consistent, persistent effort. Would you be the one who dares to try when challenged by the task? To rise to heights you've never seen, or is that too much to ask? This is your day, a world to win, great purpose to achieve. Accept the challenge of your goals. And I love talking about goals or dreams. You know, when Martin Luther King gave his great speech, did he say, I have a strategic plan? No, he said, I have a dream. I have a goal. So accept the challenge of your goals and in yourself believe. You will be proud of what you've done when at the close of day you look back on the battles won, content you came this way. I am so content that I chose Ambit. I choose it all over again. I'd choose to invest more. But I'm just as equally excited and content that I became an Ambit consultant. And I'm so thrilled to have a team, and those many of those are on the call tonight. And I can't wait to see what happens at Simulcast. I'll be at Simulcast too. But I just encourage you to take the challenge through consistent, persistent effort. The time to dig a well is long before you're thirsty, so let's do it now.